Most of us don't think a whole lot about why Memorial Day came into being. We're in it for the barbecues and sales. But in Israel, as we've talked about before in the world, the government forces people to take a moment and really think about what their Remembrance Day is all about. Brothers Michael and Daniel Benditson want Americans to get in on the act, too. Michael and Daniel join me in the studio. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Tell me what you're trying to do and how you're going about it.
The idea originates in April of 2010, and as you alluded to, my dad and I were at a busy intersection in Israel. And similar to that of an observance performed in Canada and Great Britain, at 11 a.m., a siren sounded throughout the entire country. And hundreds of people at a busy intersection got out their cars and stood at attention for 2 minutes to pay respects to those who really make the ultimate sacrifice.
So traffic just stops?
Traffic, business, everything stopped. And as we reflected upon the power of the moment in Veterans Day here in America, unfortunately it's become a day for Mattress Day sales and a day off of school for many without much appreciation for those who really make the ultimate sacrifice. Our goal after seeing this idea was that for 2/11 on the East Coast, 11/11 in California, 9/11 in Hawaii, and all the appropriate times in between, we'd have a simultaneous two-minute moment of silence throughout the United States.
All right, Michael, Israel's got 6-7 million people. Is this a really practical thing to do throughout the entire country?
There's a lot of support we feel across the country from coast to coast and going to Hawaii and Alaska, but people just lack a mechanism to show that support and channel it into something. And so we feel this allows us to do so. So we feel that we're not imposing this, but rather there's a sentiment across the country that people want something in some way to honor their veterans.
This isn't just a pie-in-the-sky idea. Congress is already involved, right? Where are things now?
Currently, right now, the House of Representatives in Washington has passed as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act the language calling for this initiative, and we're currently waiting for approval from the Senate. And so what the initiative would do is it establishes the time. It will get the government and the president behind it. It's not obligatory, but it will just set up the logistics so that those who want to participate can participate.
Now, you guys aren't veterans. I read the story today in the Boston Globe, and I assumed you guys would be, coming back from Afghanistan or something. You're college kids. Why does this matter so much to you?
I think twofold. First, both of my grandparents served, both of my grandfathers served, and patriotism and a sense of unity and respect for the veterans is something that's always been ingrained in me. Hearing about their sacrifices and their stories is something that's touched both my brother and me. And secondly, going to high school and college with, those who are in ROTC or those who, after college went off and served, it's something that's been really relevant to me, knowing people who have gone after and served. And, every day on the news, we hear about these sacrifices, many of whom have sustained, unfortunate injuries. And I think even for those who haven't served, it's important to pay respects to those who make our everyday lives possible.
Now, we're talking about this on Memorial Day, which is a day we remember servicemen and women who have served the country. But this is something that you want to happen on Veterans Day, right?
Correct. We want the focus to be on both the veterans who have passed away and as well as the veterans still alive, both serving in active duty or returning home.
Brothers Michael and Daniel Benditson are trying to have Veterans Day include a national moment of silence. They join me here in our Boston studio. Thanks, guys, for your time.
Thank you very much.